Hello, everybody. Hey, Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this hypnosis training video anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video down here, you know what there is? Additional text, links, and images that just make this video more valuable to you. Well, welcome back. We're having a special 4-episode series. It's special because we're celebrating 10 years of doing this. 10 years of watching my hair turn gray on a video just about every stinking week, I'll tell you what. So, to celebrate it, I invited a very special guest to be co-hosting again. Yeah, that's right, again. If you've been watching the last 3 videos, you know who that is. But before I do that, let me introduce today's topic just so you know what you're in for. Today's topic is how hypnotists can help people who have been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. How you can do that without being a psychologist, without being a counselor. If you are a counselor or a psychologist, psychiatrist, well, you can listen in too. All right, let me introduce to CalBanyan.com, Celeste Hackett. Let's see here. Celeste got her initial training at another hypnosis school, but it just wasn't enough to give her what she needed to get started. So she came to the Banyan Hypnosis Center, got her 5-path, 7-path certification, and then she was rolling. Nothing held her back. She started building an in-home hypnosis office in which she makes over $100,000 a year right now. And she talks all about it on a previous podcast. So just go back a podcast or two and you can hear her talk about how she did that. She's gone beyond just seeing clients, gone beyond doing training. She also speaks at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She also speaks and has even emceed the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas. That's where just the best, most popular speakers are invited from the convention to speak in Las Vegas. She's a writer. She had written many journal articles, and now she writes for the Journal of Hypnotism, the National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism. She writes for the International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, a 5-path journal, and she's co-authored with myself and some other very popular and successful hypnotists, the Real Hypnosis Business Success book, available on Amazon.com. She's the very first accredited hypnosis instructor, and she has a state-licensed school of hypnotism near Dallas, Texas. She lives in Plano, Texas. So go look her up. Just drive around, see if you can find her. She is my very first co-host, and that's why I have her coming back for this month to help me celebrate 10 years of doing these programs for you. How you doing, Celeste?
Well, I'm happy to be back, and I'm doing just great, Cal. And I'm really excited about this topic, PTSD for veterans. Without being a psychologist, you can help this part of the population. I'm very excited about that. Let me introduce Cal Banyan to you. If you want the best training in hypnosis today, you should go see him. That's it in a nutshell, but I'll go on. I mean, he's one of the most sought after trainers for hypnotherapy, and he's won just about every award. Let me read some of them off to you. I mean, I have a list as long as my arm. Oh, let's see. President's Award, Hypnotism Media Award, Diplomat of the National Guild of Hypnotism. Oh my gosh, I remember the day you won the NGH Rexford L. North Award. That was so exciting. In 2012, I was there. It was just an amazing moment. That little award looks like an Oscar. It's gold. It's so cool. Many times certified instructor of the year, and far, far more than that. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Calvin Banyan.
Yay! All right. Thank you very much. You know, 20 years in the profession, 10 years of doing this, and I've truly been blessed. Blessed to be able to do this and to do it with great people like my wife Maureen, like Celeste Hackett, like Erica, like Brenda, like Meredith, like L. Ron Ferguson, and the others that have been on the show, and the other people that have spoken at our classes, and all this kinds of stuff. It's just a really great, it's been a way for me to have a really wonderful life. And I invite you to be a part of this life too. If you're not yet in the profession, come on, take the course. If you're in the profession technically, because you're certified, but don't really have what it takes training-wise or confidence-wise, take the course. All right, let me switch over for our topic today. Now, when I talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, we mainly think about people who have been in the military, particularly combat situations or seeing the aftermath of combat situations, but really post-traumatic stress disorder can come from any kind of really terrible situation. It could come from surviving a tornado. It could come from surviving a bank robbery. It could come from surviving some kind of attack on your person, so or someone you love. So we're not going to really talk too much about post-traumatic stress disorder. That is a psychological term. I'm going to talk about how hypnotists who are not psychologists or psychiatrists can help people suffering, who are suffering. What we have is a lot of people out there that no psychological help has been successful. No chemical, psychiatric help has been successful. It is beyond the means of those professions to help with some of the problems associated with that diagnosis. And I'm going to read through some of those really quick and think about it as a hypnotist. Have you ever helped anyone with something like this? Persistent negative beliefs about oneself or the world. The world is a dangerous place. I can't trust anyone. I'm a bad person. That kind of thing. Another common problem that people who have been diagnosed with PTSD have is constantly thinking about negative events associated with the traumatic event. So going over that bad event over and over in their mind or having it disrupt their thoughts. Persistent feelings of fear, anger, and guilt. See, these are things that hypnotists work with all the time. Trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep. You know, helping people get to sleep or to have better sleep is the easiest thing I do. Two or more of the following marked changes in reactivity. So when people are overreacting, having too great of a startle response, getting too angry, too sad, feeling too guilty, this kind of thing. Feelings of fearfulness or anger when in specific situations, like being afraid in crowds or being afraid on a plane or being afraid or angry at the sound of loud noises. You see, these are things. I mean, Celeste, have you ever worked for any of those things with hypnosis?
I'm listening to all of this and I'm checking them off. Yes, world is a bad place, negative events, trouble sleeping, startled response, that's always an interesting one, and specific situations, fear. And I was, yes, absolutely. Not too long ago, a lady came to see me who a tornado went through her neighborhood. And she couldn't sleep and she was scared. And all I did was what you've trained me to do. 5-path worked beautifully. Nothing else worked for her, Cal.
Amen. So here's the deal. If you know someone and they're complaining of any of these things, whether they have PTSD or not, you can say that if they start talking about, gosh, I'm just having so much trouble sleeping. You go, I can help you with that. You're not working on the PTSD diagnosis. You're not doing psychology. That's a normal everyday problem. You say, hey, I know how to help you sleep better. And so you can work with them on that. Or they say, you know, I just have people tell me I have such a stinking attitude about things. I go, attitude adjustment. I know how to do that. We do that all the time. Someone says that they have feelings of fear, anger, guilt. Hey, those are the big threesome that 5-pathers are trained to work on. We drill through that all the time in class. We work with fear, anger, and guilt. We're going to take care of that in age regression and with 7-path self-hypnosis. Anger, we're going to be doing some forgiveness work, obviously, of others. And guilt, we're going to be doing some forgiveness of self work. This is so just par for the course for anyone that's been trained in 5-path or some, you know, maybe there's another powerful system of hypnosis out there I haven't heard about. So, you know, trouble sleeping, problem with situations. I mean, what's the difference between fear of heights, fear of public speaking, and fear of crowded places? This, and fear of being in crowded places is a common problem that people who've come back from, you know, a war-torn area or a military experience. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Yeah, I'm tracking with you. Go on. This is getting more and more interesting by the minute.
So the deal is, we talked about this a little bit in the last episode. Step up. Raise your hand. Say, I can help you with this. You see, I am a member of a military, an organization made up of veterans. It's called the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club. And so that's a motor, it's a three, for you guys in the motorcycle club world, it's a three-piece patch club, and everybody is a vet. Everybody's a vet. And so I'm familiar with being around these veterans who are suffering from these kinds of things. And it's very easy for me to say, you know, brother, I can help you with that. And, you know, and so I don't treat, nor should you, if, unless you're a mental health professional, PTSD. But you can help these individuals get better sleep, to feel more relaxed and comfortable in a variety of circumstances, to feel less angry, less guilty, and less fearful. And when you start doing that, the word gets around. All networks are small networks. You might have heard me say that in the last video. And the vets are networked. They know each other. They hang out at the American Legion, or they hang out at the VFW. They hang out, for example, with us, it's the Motorcycle Club. By the way, I want to give a plug in here. Hopefully this podcast will be published in time for this to be relevant. My club, the Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets Motorcycle Club, is doing a big run, a benefit for an organization that they support, and that is Operation Zero. Operation Zero is an organization dedicated to reducing veteran suicide down to zero. There's some statistics that are floating around nowadays about 22 vets a day commit suicide. And suicide comes, a huge component of the cause of suicide is this hopelessness. They have problems that they're trying to solve. It might be the fear, the anger, the guilt, the feelings of isolation, and so on. And when we step up and we help them with these things, it decreases the probability of suicide. But I want to just mention this organization. Let me see, their link to their website is opzerovets.org. I got it up here on the screen. I'll put the link below. opzerovts.org. OpZeroVets. And it's all about reducing veteran suicide down to zero. And my motorcycle club is putting on a special event, a motorcycle run. Certainly there's gonna be a lot of motorcycles there, a lot of Harleys, but everyone is welcome. Every kind of motorcycle, every person that wants to come, it's like $10 donation at the door. There's gonna be band, there's gonna be raffle, giveaways, all this kind of stuff, be there. All right, back to the issue of, we're not treating anything. We can use hypnosis to overcome these problems. You know it. You're already trained to do it if you've had good training. So just don't take on the psychology approach of working with a contingent of symptoms. Instead, say, you got this problem, I can help you with that. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I'm on my knees thanking God that you're bringing this up today. There's a VFW right close to the house. I've been hearing the statistics. I didn't know how to get involved. This is awesome what you're giving us. Operation Zero is what it's called, to reduce suicide to zero in veterans, because the veteran suicide rate is so high. Callum, I'm just loving this. I'm really glad for this information. It's exciting to know, because probably most of them haven't really thought about or considered hypnosis, and all you're really doing is helping with their complaints. You can do this, guys. Five Pathers can definitely do this. This is very, very doable and exciting.
You know, and here's something that's really, really great, an advantage we have over doctors, psychologists, and all these people at the VA. See, we're kind of off the record. The person that might not be willing to get help through, if it's active duty person, through the military mental health resources, or if they're a veteran and they're out of the military, through the VA, because of the stigma of PTSD and that kind of thing. When you raise your hand and say, I can help you with that, then as a hypnosis, you're off the record. You coming and seeing you is something that doesn't go on their military record or the veteran's record, and you can help them. And you say, you know what, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm a hypnotist, I'm not working with your diagnosis. This is a normal everyday problem that, you know, might have its origins in a terrible experience, but it's still something that hypnotists work with all the time, and we have a track record. And then this can be, in addition to doing something really, really wonderful for people, and let me tell you something about our veterans. They're the ones that raised their hand and said, I'm going to write a check to the U.S. government up to and including the value of my life. And once that person has enlisted in the military, they no longer have control over their life. They must go where the military says they must go. They must do what the military says they must do. And they do this for a variety of reasons, but every single one of them, doesn't matter what branch, it doesn't matter what they do, is a hero in my book. And because you, once you've signed that document, you've raised your hand and you've done your enlistment ceremony, you are committed. Your life is not your own until you come out of the military. So everyone is a hero. They can't say where they're going to go. They can't say what they're going to do. And we owe those heroes the opportunity for us to raise our hand and say, thank you for your service. Welcome home. And I can help you with that. And you know, I say it in my classes all the time. You learn what I teach you, and you're going to save lives, you're going to save families, you're going to save careers, and you're going to have a positive effect on a family, a community, and in unseen ways through the entire world. And it starts with raising your hand and offering your services to someone who truly, truly deserves it. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I think, hypnotherapist, this is a call. This is a call for you to step up, step forward, and get busy. We owe them. They've dedicated their lives for the service of our country, and it's time that we give back to them. And I think this is just going to be so amazing. I wish every hypnotist would be involved with this. And also, just, you know, on a side note about things, when you work on things with issues with people, where there's emotions involved, and you could trip on this kind of thing, some military PTSD stuff. I remember one time a man came in for weight loss, and we tripped on a battle scene where his helicopter had gone down, and he went blind because the glass broke in his eyes, and he couldn't move his legs, and he heard the enemy all around and was terrified. And so we helped him through that. So, you know, you can trip on some of these things. It's nice if you know how to do the work. And I think that the five pathers are really, if I may say, leading the pack on how to work with emotional stuff like this, these difficult things. Without ever having a diagnosis, you can work on these things.
Awesome. Okay, let's get some last words in here and wrap it up. That's about all I have to say on it. By the way, if you're curious about the Motorcycle Club life and you're a veteran and you ride and you want to know more about our club, just go to our website. That's www.vnv, like Victor, November, Victor, dash LVMC. That's like, you know, LVMC, Vietnam Vets Legacy Vets.com. So it is. I said that wrong. It's VNV-LVMC, and that's a website for the Vietnam Vets, LegacyVets.com. Legacy is all the brothers that came after Vietnam who are in our club. Just email me, and I'll be glad to send your information to someone in your local area, anywhere in the United States and some other places around the world. All right. Cal Banyan, let me say real quick that I want to invite you to be in class. We got a class coming up in, I haven't mentioned this in a while, July 11th, and we've got a certification course coming up in October 3rd through the 14th, weekend off. You can always get my class schedule here on this website. And also, we want to see you at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. You got anything else to say, Celeste?
I don't think so. I think you covered it all. Just let's all step up and take care of the veterans, five-pathers, and hypnotists around the world. You have a special skill. Use it. I think it's wonderful. This is a wonderful thing that you're doing, Cal, and that we're all going to do together. We're going to bring in our own troops.
There you go. I often say that there's an army of hypnotists out there, and the five-pathers are the special forces. We get stuff done when nobody else can. All right, this is Cal Banyan. We'll see you at the convention, and I think that's enough for now. Cal Banyan. Oh, one thing. Thanks again, Celeste, for coming for these four videos. I hope you caught the bug and you're going to come back soon. All right, signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.